Wait just a minute. I've been duped. College football, and let me guess, the man who's ruined the sport presenting it.
Yep. That's me.
Go ahead.
Michael, we're going to have a little bit of fun today. College football, week zero starts on Saturday. We've talked teams. Let's talk individuals. Let's talk what the Vegas betting odds, according to FanDuel,
okay,
for winning the Heisman Trophy, for being declared the best player in college football for this season. You want to start going top down or from the bottom up?
Start with the longest odds and go to the favorite.
All right. Well, I did this one just for you, David. The Don. Donovan Edwards himself. Any guesses on his odds?
Guesses on the Don's odds.
Million to one.
Plus 2,000.
No, David. That would be plus 10,000.
I didn't want to guess that.
That is
okay.
A 0% chance for a kid who had 350 yards last year rushing, has never been the lead dog, can't stay healthy, and they're replacing five offensive linemen, a quarterback, three of their top four wide receivers, and their win total's the lowest for a defending national champion the next year in like 20 years. Next.
Value. All right, next up. KJ Jefferson.
You mean KJ?
I said KJ Jefferson.
Oh, I thought you said JJ Jefferson.
No, I said KJ Jefferson.
Central Florida quarterback.
Odds? Want to take a guess?
Same as Donovan.
No, plus 4,000.
Look, Malzahn's going to use him like Cam Newton when he was at Auburn. He is built like a transformer. Penny Boone, the kid from Toledo, transferred down there. He'll put up stats, but can Central Florida win enough games for him to get to New York? I have some doubts. I think they got a shot to get to 9, but it would take a lot more than that, wouldn't it?
It should. Speaking of winning games, this next guy, he may be there regardless of whether his team wins games or not. It is Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders also sitting there at plus 4,000 odds.
You know my belief.
I just don't see it.
I just have a hard time. Again, let's say Colorado went 6-6. Let's say they beat the win total, made a bowl, and Shedeur put up really nice numbers. Are you going to have a 6-6 in New York, like making and winning the Heisman? I say no to this.
No, because I think at that point it almost spits into the face, because if you were that good, your team would be winning. Because some of it does go with you're winning. Like you can't just be putting
a
video
game. A lot of it
goes
with you're winning.
Right.
He can't win, so no.
Next is Cam Rising, plus 3,000.
See, now that's value. Because I think they win the Big 12. Put themselves in the college football playoff, puts them in a discussion for a Heisman. So, yes, value there.
Yeah, I mean, look, quarterback of a team that's not that much of a long shot to make the playoff, probably going to win the Big 12 if he can stay healthy. He's got an NFL target in Kuthi. I think the problem is media markets. Will Rico let a guy from Utah win the Heisman? Dicey.
Not me, man. He could win over the West Coast voters. I just got one vote. I'm one man. I don't have that much influence on college football, contrary to what you hear on this show. Next up, let's stay right here in the Big Ten. It is Drew Aller, Penn State quarterback.
Next. Plus 8,000.
You can't win a Heisman if you don't throw a pass more than 3 yards. Air yards.
Okay. Connor Wiegman.
A&M. Stud. I really like him. He's got to stay healthy. But plus 2,000 maybe?
Plus 2,500.
Okay. Look, I don't hate it, but you're going to know right from jump. They have Notre Dame week one in Aggieland.
Yeah. He's tied right now with Avery Johnson, the Kansas State quarterback.
Another kid who can't throw a forward pass, but he's an electric runner. My issue with A&M is who are the receivers.
Yeah.
I know they got Baby Moose there, but they lost Evan Stewart. They lost a lot of their weapons. I got to see that to believe it.
This next one, Mike, I find interesting because you're going to mock this because it's a person that you're not a big fan of.
Okay.
Orgy.
No, he wasn't even on.
Oh, I figured.
Tuttle was, not Orgy. We go Garrett Nussmeier, plus 1,800, LSU quarterback.
They won't win enough games. And I got
you don't think he gets the SEC bump if they just happen to catch a couple people off and beat him?
I think they're going to catch a stray in the opener. I think USC is going to beat them. So
really?
You can do what you want with that.
Cash a ticket exclusive?
I like the plus 6.5. Their defense is morbid. I think it's going to put them in a lot of bad spots. And if they couldn't win enough with Jaden Daniels, how are they going to do it with this kid? And he is not going to be able to do what Jalen did.
True.
So I it's not horrible, but I'm not a believer in LSU this year.
All right, these next ones are all at plus 1,400.
Jackson Dart.
He is one of them. Okay. I like
dual threat electric
Ole Miss
offense.
QB.
That's right. Get your battle blues on.
You want to guess the other four while we're doing this?
I want to guess one. Yeah, the Ohio State running back, the transfer.
Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
You do get a bonus for two-tone dreads.
That's amazing, but isn't it?
It's incredible.
Ohio State quarterback.
Will Howard.
Plus 1,400.
Wow. Gross. Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel, no.
He's shorter odds.
He's shorter odds.
That's fair. Yeah. Quinn Ewers.
No. Shorter odds.
I'm done. Name him.
Jalen Milroe. Kenny's guy.
Okay.
If he improves his intermediate passing between 10 and 20 yards, yes. But I have to see it. He's been one of the worst players in Division I on intermediate throws. Great deep ball thrower. But, all right, go ahead.
Tennessee quarterback, we'll just call him Nico I.
No, it's Ilamayeva.
Okay.
Is it?
Sure.
A la Ramalama Ding Dong.
And Miami quarterback,
Cam Ward. I wouldn't mind the Cam Ward one. He's a highlight reel.
Looking at the Miami schedule, if they can just get their stuff together and not lose games, you are right. You're looking at a value pick, Cam Ward at plus 1,400 right now.
America's going to be delighted because no one saw him at Washington State. You had to be a nerd like us. Mm-hmm. But he'll be on the big stage, big life, Big Ten. That's a value pick.
Okay. Another value pick. If they are back, indeed, Quinn Ewers, quarterback, University of Texas.
I'm all out.
Plus 1,200.
He still goes through long periods of time. His footwork's god-awful. I know he's got his body in shape a little bit more. I got to see who their receivers are. They lost Xavier Worthy. They lost Adonai Mitchell.
Thank you.
Just for you. Today's your day, big guy. I'm out on yours, and I'm out on Texas.
Number two. Kenny, you want to take a guess?
Is this where they disrespect Carson Beck?
Carson Beck.
Ah, I knew it.
Plus 800.
How's it disrespect? Elaborate. It's radio.
That should be number one. It was only in jest that I say that. But yeah, no, that's about right.
Do you think he's actually going to get enough stats to do it?
I don't, because Kirby Smart is heavy on the run first and heavy on the ground and pound type of style of football. So I just don't think he can put up the counting numbers to be able to accomplish that.
I will say this. The weapons that they have brought to Georgia it's obscene. They went out and got basically a Brock Bowers clone, the kid from Stanford. They got Oscar Delps, and now they got two tight ends.
And they lost Ra-Ra Thomas. Who cares?
Look at who you brought in.
No, you're right. I'm just saying we could have had one more great weapon.
Right. This is some of the best Georgia skill position talent. It's formidable.
Yeah.
Number one is going to be Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel at plus 550. David, by the way, I did miss out at another one at plus 10,000 is Alex Orji.
Yeah.
Plus 10,000. And in case you're wondering, Arch Manning, plus 12,000. So
it is amazing he's still sitting there in today's NIL era. And I know he needed a year to get his body right, played at a small high school. Rico, 2 years?
Yeah. I'll say this. Probably the best thing that you could do is not see this kid, let this kid get bigger and stronger and faster and get ready for college football. He went up against no one.
No. Carson Newman is the high school?
He would get destroyed if they put him out on the field. Now, I know the fans will say, yeah. No, just absolutely not.
It's the same thing as Dante Moore. Dante never should have played last year.
Exactly. And you know what? He's got enough money in the family. He could just ride this thing out, come in as a third or fourth year player and really look like, because we know in college football, one good year can get you to the pros. That's all you need.
Signed Achilles Smith. You win. Yeah. You always do.
That's your college football blitz, Heisman odds style, 97.1.